The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Feast of St. Lawrence today. A unique feast day in all the year. Did you know that? And by unique, I don't just mean special, I mean one of a kind. This is the only saint's day that is celebrated at the level of a feast. Allow me to explain, okay? You can celebrate feasts, saints' days at three different levels. The lowest level is called an optional memorial. The middle level is an obligatory memorial. And the highest level is a feast day. Now, for those of you liturgical experts out there, you also know that there's another level called the solemnity that's even higher, but that's in a category all by itself. That's reserved for Sundays and feasts of the Blessed Mother and feasts of Christ our Lord, and there's one thrown in for John the Baptist just for fun. But the highest level you can celebrate a saint is a feast day. Now, which saints get feast days on our church calendar? To get your day celebrated as a feast day, you got to be something along the lines of like an apostle, or the author of a gospel, or a character from the Bible, you know, like St. Stephen or St. Mary Magdalene. They get feast days. But all the other saints, I mean all of them, all year long, there's only one who celebrated at the level of a feast, and that's the Feast of St. Lawrence. And you know why? It's because of the way he died. The story of the martyrdom of St. Lawrence has a lesson that we cannot hear too often. So I know y'all have probably heard the story of St. Lawrence's martyrdom. Just in case you haven't, we'll tell you once again. So the year was 258 AD. Now this time in the church is one of the worst persecutions in all of our history. It's the persecution of the Emperor Valerian. And the punishment for being a Christian was as follows. Men who would not renounce their Christian faith had all of their property confiscated and they were imprisoned. Women who would not renounce their faith had all of their property confiscated and they were exiled from the empire. I don't know why they treated the ladies worse, but that's an even harsher punishment. But for clergy, for bishops, for priests, for deacons, professing the Christian faith was a capital offense. It was death by whichever means they could dream up. Now, just 3 or 4 days ago, they'd captured the Pope, Pope Sixtus, and they put him to death. We celebrated his feast day on Friday or Saturday, something like that. Well, today they've got St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence is the Archdeacon of Rome. Now, back in this time, the Archdeacon of Rome was like vice president with right of succession. The Archdeacon of Rome, he was going to become the next pope. So they figured they got Sixtus the pope and they got Lawrence the archdeacon and they got the church by the jugular, right? There was one other duty that not only archdeacon had, but every deacon had, and that was to distribute the collection to all the charitable needs that the deacon saw fit. So before they put Lawrence to death, somebody had a bright idea. They said, let's not put him to death. Let's squeeze every last shekel out of him we possibly can. Lawrence, before we kill you, we want you to bring us the treasures of the church. And so Lawrence said, well, I don't have it right here with me in my pocket, but I'll be right back. And so Lawrence came back with the poor, the blind, the lame, the widows, the orphans, lined them all up, and he says, here they are, the treasures of the church. And they were none too pleased. Now, they couldn't crucify Lawrence. That would have been against the law. Lawrence was a Roman citizen.
they gave Lawrence the worst death they could possibly dream up. They cooked him alive over an open flame. And while Lawrence was dying, he was so cheerful that he was cracking jokes, the most famous of which, he once said, "You can turn me over now, I'm done on that side." And the witness of his joy in the face of so brutal and horrible an execution is something the church never forgot. Many of the people who witnessed the martyrdom of Lawrence were converted to Christianity right on the spot. And there's a lesson for us in the martyrdom of St. Lawrence, and it was told to us in our first reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. God provides an abundance for all that you need. God is not stingy. Not only does God provide enough, God provides an abundance for everything that you need. What's the only explanation for St. Lawrence's behavior as he's being grilled to death? An abundance of grace. This is not mere wishful thinking or philosophy. He's not just happy because he's going to heaven. Did you know that when we canonize saints, the number one quality the church looks for is something they call heroic virtue. That's what the church looks for when they canonize a saint. Heroic virtue. In other words, what this saint exhibited in his life can't be explained by any human means alone. You don't canonize a saint, for example, because he was just cheerful, or because he had a good disposition, or because he was, I don't know, always filled with smiles and easy to get along with. You canonize a saint when, after looking at his life, there is no human explanation for the way he behaved. It had to be God's power. It had to be done by grace. That was St. Lawrence. You might be convinced right to the marrow of your bones that you're about to go to heaven, but you're still going to be crying out in pain if somebody puts you over an open grill. Lawrence was swimming in grace, absolutely immersed in it, just like St. Paul said, he had an abundance for what he needed. And one of the things I only learned this like in the last 12 to 18 months. Look at the lives of all the martyrs and you'll find something like the spirit of Lawrence. None of them went to their deaths trembling with fear, crying like a little baby. They were all joyful. St. Cecilia, singing as she was killed. Same thing with Maximilian Kolbe, literally singing as they injected him with carbolic acid. Thomas More, cracking jokes as they're about to lop off his head. We can go on and on. What's the explanation for this? It's not mere good, cheerful disposition. They were swimming in God's grace. And you know what the message for that is for you and me? The message is God will provide for what you need. Don't worry about tomorrow. You know what Lawrence was doing before they captured him? He was distributing food. Nothing fancy, nothing heroic. He was just going about his daily duties. He was being faithful to the Lord. This is the message of St. Lawrence for you and for me. Do not worry about what trials tomorrow might bring. Focus all of your effort and energy rather on being faithful to the Lord today. And I promise you, the witness of Lawrence confirms this, God will provide in abundance for all of his friends. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Lawrence, pray for us.